Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Kadama Center. Happy Sunday. My name's Lama. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming through this door. And if you would please, when he enters, stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And you'll see people doing prostrations. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. There's no problem with that. But the rest of us do it as an antidote to pride. So that's why we do it as a part of practice. And if you have cell phones, if you put them on, turn them off or put them on vibrate so it doesn't disturb anyone. we'll be saying some prayers in the gold prayer book. There's only one prayer book, so it's very easy. If you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew near the aisle. And we'll start with page 183, and I'll prompt you to where to go in the book. Geshe-la has reminded me to tell people about how auspicious it is to be able to circumambulate the stupa outside. There are many, many holy objects, Dharmakaya relics in the stupa, so it's a great way to accumulate merit, purify transgressions, negative karma, just by walking around it, due to the power of the holy objects. And this is the month of Sakadawa, which is the month of Buddha's birth and perinirvana, and also when he was enlightened. So it's a very powerful a month where your positive and negative actions are multiplied by millions, by a million, I believe. So that's why it's also, if you just walk one time, it's like you've walked 1,000,000 times around the stupa. And also on the way to and from the stupa, there are a few prayer wheels outside. And it's just like this item right there, this brown wooden thing. And it has mani mantras on it. And when you spin it, again clockwise, then you get the merit of having recited that mantra that many times. There are quite a few in each of the prayer wheels. So again, because this month you'll be multiplying that even more by 1,000,000 times. Let's see. Okay. If you'd like to bring drinks in here, that's fine. You know, you're welcome to bring drinks. If you're borrowing a cup, if you'll please take it to the kitchen and wash it. We don't have paid help around here. Everything's on a volunteer basis. Geshe-la has been teaching on he calls it the 7-point thought transformation. It's called mind training in this textbook. And this is called Mind Training, the Great Collection, translated by Thupten Jinpa. Or you can, it's also in many other books, such as Advice from a Spiritual Friend by Geshe Rabten, Geshe Darge. And also The Kindness of Others, a Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive book, which is free. I don't think it's in our bookcase, but you can order it online. And I think His Holiness has a book on it, so there are quite a few, ways to get this. But in this case, we're actually using this book. So Geshe-la will also probably lead us in a meditation practice at the beginning. And then the second session will be identical with the first section. His session, he tries to do the same thing. Okay. Oh, and if we have time, I'd like to try to start to read the prayer list. If you want to add anyone to the prayer list, you can see me later. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the earthquake in Nepal. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Mabel, Alan, Michael Beasley, Dana, Jayashri Dasgupta, Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Francis Keener, Ellen Meredith, Maxwell Pogers, Eileen Rubin, Gloria Shelton, Jean Vittem, Monty the Dog. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for Health and Well-Being. Kazi Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gelton, Venerable Churki Lamo, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially by the earthquake in Nepal. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, family of Mabel Allen, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., family of Michael Beasley, Benji, Carol Bowers, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, Ken Castello, Dwight Clark and Coffey, family of Jayashree Dasgupta, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tachi Droma, Fred, Mildred Gooch, family of Dr. Carlos Haas Weston, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Matic, Ernst McCall, Tom McGinnity, Alvia Mejia and family. Family of Ellen Meredith, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Jose Moreno, Audrey Murphy, Evan Merlin family. Tai Nguyen, Jay Pandya, Drew Pledger, family of Maxwell Pogers, Anna Pozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, family of Eileen Rubin, Patrick Shario, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shah, Allison Sheely, Aunt Sheila, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Lubsam Tupton, Francis Ullman, Basil Van Camp, family of Jean Vittem, Dion Washington, Elizabeth Smith, Michael George Williams Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Blackie the Cat, Cokie the Cat, Dorje, and Codro the Pigs, Gatsby the Cat. So I read these names because when we say prayers together as a group, it's very powerful. And if you keep the people in mind, then you know your group merit will definitely help all the people on the prayer list and also all those in your hearts and minds. So let's settle our minds to get ready to hear the teachings. And since no one forced you to come here today, you came on your own will, you've been accumulating merits since the moment you stepped out of your home to get in your car to come here. And that's according to Master Gurume Ken Rinpoche Chetsun Losun Dalek. So if you'll please turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book. And toward the bottom, you see this mantra between two lines. That's Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra. So let's chant that three times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. You turn to page 34 in the same book, and in the middle it says the four immeasurables. Page 34. Let's read that. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now, if you'll turn to page 237, and towards the bottom, you see the Four Immeasurables chanting version. So that's the exact same thing which you just read. So let's chant that once in Tibetan. Sen Chen Tam mantra, eight times in Green Tower's mantra, seven times while thinking about the people on the prayer list I just read, and also those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare 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 Soha.
thank you. Good morning. Please, would you mind take 1 minute to introduce to yourself to each other? Yeah. Thank you. Begin with the meditation, okay? Last couple of Sundays, I've been explaining about different types of meditations that help how to keep your mind calm. Some of the meditation helps you to how to get rid of what we call like wasted energy, or energy could be stress, could be stress. You know, that I introduced, explained this 9-round breathing meditation technique to help ourselves how to get rid of the negative energies created by created by inflexible. Mind that uptight with certain things, could be anything, could be idea, could be plan, could be object, anything. So here, single-pointed meditation, or concentration meditations. So someday, it's called someday. So when you look at the system, teaching of the six perfections. So the last two perfections, number five is concentration, so samdhi. Number six is called lotu, share up the same, like wisdom. Samdhi chi shi means concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's all, that's all. That's why we learn how to concentrate. Same single-pointed meditation, concentration meditation, same, someday, chi shi, concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. Then wisdom, lo yi chol, means wisdom liberates, wisdom liberates, or frees, ourselves from, like complication, okay, from complication, So lately, so more I think about the Four Noble Truth, the truth of suffering. In Buddhism, suffering does not mean pain, Suffering can be painless. Painless? No, suffering doesn't mean pain, It's much deeper. So, how I see that, the more I think about the First Noble Truth, it's more like complication, Everything is coming to complication, everything. This life, whole life, and everything, Job, house, car, new car, friendship, family, everything's coming to complication. That's not because something that you are doing something wrong, it's not because of that. That's the nature of samsara. Kukua, that's the nature of our existence. Everything's coming to complications. So in order to deal with that, what we need mindfulness. We need to learn how to concentrate, and also we need wisdom to liberate ourselves from that complication. So, otherwise, our existence is only complicated. So then, top of that, then we make it more complicated. So then meditation, definitely help meditation. So, now even the Harvard University, that whole the group of people who is like neuroscientists, they are also doing meditation, So I don't think they believe in Buddhism, but their meditation certainly helping them, so that's why they do meditation. Otherwise, these people are smart, right? They study neuroscience. So their group of people, they are doing some meditation. So single-pointed meditation, it has no immediate benefit, is to make your mind calm and peaceful. So there are no detailed instructions how to reach the highest level of concentration, what we call shine, calm abiding. So there is no, there's same nebe, pabgu, same is mind. Same name is, you know, to make your mind still, not just still, you know, calm, you know, filled with calmness, you know, not just still, you know, same. Ne, the top is method, gum is nine, there's nine methods how to make your mind still and calm and peaceful. That's called shine, you know. So where they, here they translate in the English called calm abiding meditations. Or Shah Sanskrit is called like Samadhi or Shamatha meditation. That's two ways to say. So I'm not sure which one is correct, Samadhi or Shamadhi. So that, you know, that then that requires, you know, that particular meditations, like calm abiding meditations, then that, you know, require many, I say, conditions, you know. Some of the conditions also related to the environment. So that means that person's goal is to reach that, you know, highest level of concentrations. So here, so single-pointed meditation will lead to that, you know, the highest level of concentrations, but temporarily. So here we are learning how to concentrate temporarily and make our mind calm temporarily, peaceful, calm temporarily. So then, if your goal is, okay, like mental pliancy, you know, like same Xinjiang, then mind is going to be calm and peaceful all the time, not just one time. You know, so if you just decided, I'm going to just think about this prayer well, next 2 hours, you have no problem. You can just think the prayer well next 2 hours, no, without distractions. You can think. So then you already reach this highest level of concentration. Then that produce the results will be same Xinjiang, instead of like mental pliancy. So in that case, then changing object become obstacles. But temporary calm mind, peaceful mind, I don't think changing object, I think it's okay. You know, if your goal is not to reach Shine, then I think it's okay, you know, to change. So anyway, not going to say much. So next few minutes, what we are going to do, please try. With, you know, everything requires effort. If there's no effort, there will be nothing will be done. No, it requires effort. So, with effort, you know, just trying to come up with one single object. Okay, just try to come with one single object. Not looking through your eye, but, you know, you're looking through your mind. You know, just look at something and create mental image. And we're trying to stay with that mental image. Next few minutes and see that should be the method to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's called single-pointed meditation. You are thinking something rather than thinking, you are thinking nothing. Thinking nothing is not easy. No, you can thinking something like just single object. You are thinking just single object. So then with, you know, full awareness, you know, with full awareness, it's not just, full awareness and thinking the single object very clearly, with full awareness or mindfulness, so then there's another mind is critical, what we call introspection. You understand introspection? Kushijin. The mind that analyzes whether you are on the object or outside the object, analyze. Then as soon as you recognize you are out of the object, then you bring it back. See, I require effort. No effort, then no, nothing can be done. Okay. So next few minutes, please think about, come up with one single object, mental image, and try to concentrate on that. Okay. It's easy. Object can be anything, you know. As a Buddhist, you know, you choose holy object, you know. So as a Buddhist, you think about some holy object, you think about death. Another benefit, recalling the holy object is another benefit. But doesn't mean you have to choose holy object, you can choose anything. So now here, there's like ancient technique how to make your mind calm and peaceful to just think one single object. Single point is meditation. Single refers to the object, refers to the object. So what we're trying to do here is like we are trying to has to place all our attentions, mental attentions, on one single object. Probably that's the only way, that's the only way to make your mind calm. Your mind is not going to be calm thinking 100 different things in same time. That's not how the mind gets calm. Because all the attention has been divided, all the energy has been divided. That's how minds get, not calm, so very, of course, more you engage, more object you engage, each object brings different stories. The mind that corresponding with each object has different stories. So then that's how the mind does not get calm and peaceful. So now here what we're trying to do, we are trying to place all our mental attention onto one single object. It could be body, could be just body, it could be body too, just think about your appearances, could be body, could be feeling, just think of a certain particular feeling, could be mind, that's more difficult, mind, could be your own mind, that's more difficult, because you can see, then, different object. So please try and see if that works. So for beginner, in the beginning, it's also hard to see the image. That's how you make progress. Right from the beginning, please don't expect all objects should be crystal clear. That's not going to happen. Even just seeing the glimpse of that, that's good. So that's how you make progress. Slowly, progress. It's not going to happen right away. But but if we don't try, then it's never going to happen. So we need to try. Set up our own mental happiness, If you are more calm and peaceful, then that will have a positive impact on other people too. So then the question is, what is another alternative to make your mind calm and peaceful? We do all kinds of things, especially particularly in people in developing countries, the Western world. People do all kinds of things. Does it really make your mind calm and peaceful? So how is about now placing all your attention on one single object? Try that method, and see if that works. If it works, then please, continue. And it will help, it will benefit your mind. Someday teaches. you can use your own breathing, that's called breathing meditation. So you exhale, inhale, you count one. Exhale, inhale, you count this two. Then three. Each time you inhale, then you count four. You count 21 times. Then take break. Then try it again. In the fast, fast is true. We are all learning how to be within. Nangdu Joba. Be within. Be present. Be within. So mind is like elephant, so powerful. So elephant. Mind is like elephant. if you just let it, if you just let it run that elephant, it will create all kind of problems. It will create all kind of complications. So what we need to do, we need to catch the elephant, tie to the object, not just many objects, one single object. When we meditate, we're trying to tie that elephant, catch that elephant, and the second, tie that elephant on the object, one single object, with rope. So here is like mindfulness. Mindfulness like rope. So you catch that elephant with that mindfulness and you tie it to the object. So then, so many things happen, you know, because of the mind. You know? So many good things could happen because of the mind. So many complications could happen because of the mind. You know? So it's quite amazing. So the mind can be trained. The elephant can be trained. Even though the elephant is very wild, used to be very wild, it can be tamed. It can be tamed. So then we'll do the 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, 9-round breathing meditation. So I'm very much hoping this 9-round breathing meditation will help us to get rid of our stress. If the stress is negative form of energy, if you think that stress is negative form of energy, so then this 9-round breathing meditation will definitely help to get rid of that. See, so many negative energies, or another way you can say is like wasted, no longer useful, no wasted energy. Because every thought comes with energy, every thought comes with energy. See, every time when you think, they're thinking, their thought with energy, you know, that energy comes with their thought. Every thought, we cannot separate. Every thought, you know, riding on energy, every thought comes with energy. Each time when we think, so now, you know, slowly, if you think very deeply about meditation, then slowly it makes sense. Because the power, you know, the power or the purpose of the meditation is to reduce gomtop nimochuma, gomtop. Gom, meditation. Top is the power. The power of meditation is to reduce. Chung means, you know, less. Less, chung means less. Less disturbing thought. So that's what I've been saying, you know, when you summarize all the Buddha's teaching, even summarize, it's all about thinking. It's all about thinking something positive, you know, about yourself, about others, thinking something positive. Because we do think all the time. You know, so then how is about thinking something positive, you know, thinking something good? Thinking something good, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's beneficial, you know, if you do it, it's beneficial, you know, thinking something positive. It's not easy, I'm not saying it's easy, it's not easy, but it's hard. But that's the purpose of meditation, or power of meditation, reduce, minimize, you know, this negative thinking, you know, negative, they call disturbing thought. Minute that arises, it disturbs your mind. It's kind of like, as your mind stream is kind of calm and clean, like creek, running very smoothly, very calmly. You know, all of a sudden, minute that disturbing thought arises, that creek will be shake. You know, then you can see, you know, it's all kind of like mixed with the, what you call the dirt and everything is becoming, you know, become really muddy. See, gomtop nimochuma, gomtop nimochuma, disturbing thought. So, it's all coming down to thinking something good, you know, thinking something good. Particularly, especially when we encounter some difficulties. It's hard. It's hard for you, it's hard for me, it's hard for everybody, you know. But we can't just give up, it's hard. You know, never going to be easy. You know, if you don't try, you know. Even exercising is not easy. Right? Exercising, going around the leg, that's not easy. You can just think, okay, sit there, or I'm going around the leg. Not really going around the lake, but you can just think, you know. Going around the lake. That really doesn't help. You can just think, you know. Even effort, everything has an effort, no effort. So even exercise is a wonderful idea, but it requires effort, no? See. So then thinking positive, you know, thinking positive. You don't have to believe in anything. You don't have to be Buddhist. You don't have to be a believer. You can think good, you know, you can think good. You know? So we have mind. We mind that thinks all the time. Then how of thinking something positive? With effort, you know, with effort you could liberate. With effort we could, you know, liberate. We could free ourselves from certain complications. You know, day to day life is a challenge. Every day, you know, a challenge. When you talk to some people, it's not always all the conversations is agreeable. Agreeable? You know, so, what do you do? You know? That person has a different set of mind, that person has a different interest, different thinking. And from the deeper point of view, you know, say the Buddhism talk about karma, you know, everybody has their own karma. So, yeah, we like to fix everything, but, you know, we can't fix everything. Why? There's a reason, you know. People have different interests. So, therefore, we cannot. So, the very goal of getting enlightenment is not to please everybody. That's a wonderful idea, to please everybody. But in practical, that's not going to happen. No? That's not going to happen. It's hard, you know. What do you call Sinji Misi Namgashins, you know? Unheady beings or unruly being? What is called unruly being? You understand unruly being? Well, yeah, might understand. See, you know, like they are like not everybody is happy, you know, like when you go out, you know, some people are unhappy, so what do you do? You can't do much. So we need to protect, first we need to protect our mind, we need to protect ourselves. So make sure that you don't become negative, you know. If you become negative, then you lose your peace of mind. Then you lose your cool. How is the coolness?
Cool.
Huh? You're cool? Yeah, you lose your cool. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure how to say it in Tibetan, you lose it. Tibetan, we don't say cool. That's why you lose. Cool means tangmo. That means cold. That doesn't have positive connotations. So I'm not sure. Everything changed in America. So some people are just not happy. So what do you do? No, you didn't do anything. They are not happy. So you can make them happy. No, so everybody has to put effort. So otherwise, like, yeah, then you can, it makes sense, like, as a Buddhist, you wonder why Buddha didn't make everybody happy, you know? In his whole, all compassion, all like, that's not how it works, that's not how it works. Sinjim, we are not so fast. No, Sinjim is, you know, sentient beings. Sentient beings, no? Or one way you can say sensitive beings, sensitive beings, no? Sentient Nibba Nasa. Nibba means, you know, different interests, different desires, different way of thinking. Because of that, no? Even the enlightened one cannot please all of them. Why? Because they have different interests, different way of thinking, different desires. So you have no clue, you know? That's why. No, it's not because you are not doing a good job. No. Your mind made it up. Your mind just made it up. That's not how, in reality, that's not how it works. Because, you know, just think how you can change. You can, it's like, changing your one's own mind is hard enough. But changing someone else's mind, can you imagine? That's going to be a nightmare. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a nightmare, you know. Changing your own thinking is hard enough. Then top of that, the thinking to change someone else's mind, that's going to be a nightmare. So, no easy. So, since me one also but there and me good, no. Even the enlightened being cannot, you know, do much. Because of their different interests, different way of thinking. You know, so then yeah, that's why. So Sinji Misi Namgashi Tetashim Jiyu Milas. There's unruly being or unhappy beings everywhere. You cannot simply eliminate all of them. It's practically not going to work. It's not going to happen. It's like the land, fill the land, fill with foam. You know, you have no shoes. So now how you can walk on that land without hurting yourself? You have two options. One, try to find that some materials that cover whole land. So then you can walk on barefoot without hurting yourself. That's one way to do. Another way, just wear shoes. Just wear shoes to walk on. Which one is here? Thinking to find enough material to cover, that's like trying to think to eliminate all the things. That's hard. You know, practically it's hard. But finding something, you know, that is protecting your mind, it's like wearing a shoes. Then you walk on and it will protect you, you know. The same like Sinjimisi Namwashi Tedashim Jiyomila. That's what they said. Shantideva said. No, you know, so it's like we need to take care of ourselves like the wound. The wound? So it's a wound. You know, so if you have something here, so you always try to protect, you know, make sure nobody touch. Because if somebody touches, it's kind of painful. When you get some kind of vaccinations, some of them are quite painful. People touch, it's really hurt. Then you are very careful to protect that. Exactly, we need to protect our mind like that. So we protect. At the same time, you know, so, therefore, mindfulness, being mindful, what we say, what we think, what we do, being mindful, sake of your own happiness, you know. It's not talking about being Buddhist or being believer, no. It's just to sake of your own happiness, you know. So we need to protect our mind like that. Otherwise, you know, every day, you know. Having a lunch, you know, so all of a sudden you eat lunch, then you talk, there's one person talk, then you talk, to. Subject can be anything, you know, can be politics, can be environment, can be anything, can be philosophy, can be spiritualities, you know, can be, then you get into argument. somebody says something, can be topic, can be Buddhism, you know. The same, the very topic that you are talking is about is Buddhism, and you, the way you talk, the way you think is not really Buddhism. So see, then the disagreement. So then nobody's really listening and nobody's really, so everybody's, you know, trying to push their own ideas. No, it's hard, it's not easy. So that's why I think understanding what is samsara, you know, in Buddhism it's called samsara, what is samsara? It's like the existence full with complications, existence that's full of complications, you know. That's what a samsara is. Vacations. That word vacation is something good, right? But that comes with the complications. All the logistics, you know. Yeah, it's coming with complications. It's not surprised. It's like, so once you understand that, oh, this is just not, I'm doing something wrong, or maybe somebody's doing something wrong, that's like nature existence, you know, just a nature existence, you know. So if you don't like those, you know, those complications, what you need to do, you need to seek liberations. No? That means freedom from, everlasting freedom from complications. That's like Nirvana, it's not here, it's over there, called Tarva. When you reach there, there will be no more complications because you're free. No? So, they're saying in Tibetan, if you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. That's exactly what. So you have to make yourself the comfortable as possible, just to think, you know, kibu rangi mani. What do you mean, kibu rangi mani? How to make, kibu means, you know, how is the easygoing life, kibu, you know. You have to make your life easygoing, otherwise, you know, other people make your life miserable, you know. Other means just, not just one, just many, you know, there's not just one, talking of one person, too easy to get rid of, not like that, you know. Many. So, then what is, then how to make your life easy going? Need to think. Only through thinking. So then, meditation, no? Meditation means thinking. When you're meditating, you are thinking, you know, you are thinking something positive. It's not just simply sitting like this, you know, you can sit. The bird can sit, squirrel can sit. Heron, crane. All kind of birds, there's many different kind of birds. Heron. Some bird cannot sit. I realize this tiny one, I don't know the name. When it comes to trees, it's called, let's go move, you know. That bird cannot sit still, move. Some bird can sit like the crane. But it's for food, you know, it's not for concentration, it's for food. They're looking for food. But they really concentrate, they can sit there a long time, you know? Amazing. Is that meditation? Not the power, that's not meditation. That's just sitting, you know? So, yeah, you can sit like that, you know? If you're thinking of something positive, something good, you know? Then it's meditation. Because immediately you start to think good, and there'll be no space for disturbing thought. That's good. That's meditation. Whether you're sitting like this, or driving, or walking around, or cleaning, if you are thinking something positive, that is meditation. That's meditation. No, meditation doesn't mean you have to sit down like this. No. That's the, no, that's the sitting position. So, there's all kind of meditation. Review meditations, analytical meditations, and you guide yourself, you know. So, see, single-pointed meditation, less word is better. But, you know, in the beginning, if you need some word to use, I think it's okay, you know. See, to lead, guiding yourself into the visualizations, you know, you can say certain words just to create the image. You can just say certain words. You know, if you're having hard time, oh, just think of a waterfall. It's hard, you know. If you just create some stories, that's like guiding yourself into that single image. You just guiding yourself, you know, you can just create some stories. Oh, you know, in the meditation text it doesn't say stories, but same idea. They put instructions, you know, oh, first space before you, you know, there's something, and top of that there's something, and top of that there's something, then you know, something becomes something. Yeah, like that, you know, space before you. You try to guide yourself, or space before you, and there's, you know, some lotus, and top of that lotus, there's some moon disc, top of that moon disc, there's sun disc, top of that, there's like syllables, six syllables, like say, T, for example, say T. So then the T, then you get some idea about T, then the T become tree, you know, and here, thumb, the thumb become Tara. But you just guide yourself, you know, to help yourself to get to the image, and you guide yourself, you know, to just read the stories, you know, just create stories, and it helps, you know, like, okay, flower, you think about lotus, beautiful fresh lotus, and just that lotus just comes with the experience. It's not just lotus, the symbol as purities, the symbol as purities. Then top of that, there's like mundis. They symbolize warm heart, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, that's what it is. Then top of that, sandhis, which symbolize deep, like the best form of wisdom, the wisdom that understands the true nature of everything, true nature, ultimate truth. So then top of that, then there are some syllables. Then top of that, the syllables, then they become something. Then you have the, your image is there. Then you concentrate. You know, there's like guided meditation. So you create the stories, no? So sometimes for the beginner it helps. Rather than just thinking tree, no? It's not that easy. You just create stories. The point is to just to think the tree. It's a beautiful tree, waterfall, flower, whatever it is. Even though it requires some stories, please help to get that image. Then when you get to that image, then just concentrate. You know? Then that will make your mind calm and peaceful. Eventually, you can think like that, just tree. You can concentrate on that hours and hours, no problem. But don't think that I'm doing this. No, I'm not a real saint. I also have problems. I'm saying I'm not, you know, able to do this. No, I only know from the text I study. That's all. So, so that's called single-pointed meditations. Or single-pointed meditations. I think this is very good. You know, this I think this please try. It's important. You know, to make your mind calm and peaceful. It's important. To whatever story that you want to create, that's okay in the beginning. The story. So, so then you are fully alert and fresh, fully aware. It's not like, you know, you take some drugs, then you stay in one piece of leaf long time. It's not like that. No, you really, you can't stay. People say, I have no experience at all. So, I did get drunk, very drunk, when I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, I got really drunk. That's the first and last. Then when I was 7, I became a monk. Then no more drinks. Oh yes, that's the first time in my life. That's quite early age. It's the, here in America, that's illegal. In my hometown, there's no rules. No. We make this, you know, homemade beer called chang out of rice. You know, you make out of rice. And the very first day, during New Year's, very first day, everybody drinks a little bit because it has sugar, it's kind of sweet. So all the kids get a little bit, you know, to taste. Second day, third day, or maybe second day, you go to the monastery to meet everybody. That's like public gathering, you know, we don't have. It's like Sunday, same like going to church. So there, then you bring all kind of offerings. There's, you know, there's all rituals that involve. I'm the first boy from my family, first child. So my parents let me carry this bouquet made out of silk. That's the only day you can carry, you know, that's the only very decorated. Then one part they put some like barley flour mixed with the butter. Other part you put some incense and some cutouts, you know, this crap. It's all for, you know, that offering to the monastery. Then people do something, throw in the sky to try to lift up the spirit. And so then with that, there's one bottle of homemade beer. See, one bottle, that's also offerings. So because you already taste that day before the first day, as a child, you know, it's sweet, it's very good sweet, you know. There's no many sweet there, you know, it's only sugar, that's a sweet. There's not any other sweet. So you already know how they test. Even the 6-year-old boy knows how they test. So, you know, then you see people, you know, you greet them, say hello, touch it, about that. So then by the time when they're about to make offerings, so they could not find me, I was lost. So they look. So I have like very vague memory. So they find out I was collapsed in the behind the monastery. Small temple in the open field, grass, completely, you know, like here and there, like old samples here. That bottle of chang is completely gone. I was just collapsed there. So, hop in, hop out, everywhere. It was New Year's, the only day that you wear brand new clothes, child, you know. That's the only day once a year. New Year's Day, you get brand new clothes, all gone, mess. So that's my first experience and last experience of whatever we call this like crazy drink. Crazy drink, Nyuchu means that drink that you drink, then you become crazy. Crazy drink. So anyway, not like that, no. You just stare in one piece of leaf long time, like not like that. You are staring something, you are fully aware, and you are fresh, you know, like that. That's called single-pointed meditations. So that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So please try, you know. Even though it requires some stories to guide you there, just say, it's okay, just tell. You don't need to believe in anything, you don't need to say any prayer, just concentrate. That's the way to make your mind calm, okay? Because this is the last month, I'm going out of country soon. So this is the last month, so then I'm going probably 3 months out of country. So then I thought maybe, you know, some meditations. Then while I was gone, so they can come, you know, you can lead, you know, come here, get to just meditate. Or there'll be some class too. So now, 9 round breathing meditation, okay, 9 round breathing meditation. So how to get rid of this wasted energy. So that meditation, I think it's important to sit straight. You know, 9 round breathing meditation, because it's something to do with the energy, you know. So it's something to do with the breathing. So any form of breathing meditation, I think it's good to sit straight. If you sit straight, then your channel is going to be straight. If your channel is straight, liutona satons. If the body is straight, then the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy will run through smoothly. That's why. That's all. Nothing more, nothing, no. That's all. No. Sit straight. Then when you do the 9 round breathing meditations, when you exhale all the way out, when you inhale all the way in, okay? Take your time. Slowly, long, slow, in, long, slow, out. We'll do this. Lung roll. Lung roll means wasted energy. Gu, 9. Tuk, set. Sell means eliminate. No? Through this 9 set or 9 round of breathing meditations will eliminate this energy or wasted energy or stress caused by thought. So much of them caused by our thought, not by food. No? So much of them is caused by our thought. No? All the stress, no? Some stress, for example, physical stress, no? If you are lifting something, heavy things, trying to reach something, not able to reach, there might be some physical stress, but most of the stress caused by thought. So then this 9 round breathing meditation will help to get rid of that, you know, get rid of those stress caused by thought, you know. Then stress caused by physical, then yoga, you know, physical yoga or maybe some kind of massage, but then all that helps, you know, it helps, kind of relieves. Same, like stress caused by thought needs to get rid of things through meditation. So this is 9 round breathing meditation. Use your left hand. Block your left nostril. Then please sit straight. Inhale from the right nostril, long, slow, all the way in. Then and again, then again, the first round, okay. Now, second round, again, left here, the different fingers. This no right nostril, inhale. Long, slow, all the way in, please. the second round. So now third round, not from the mouth, from nose, both nostrils, in and out. This is called 9-round breathing meditations. Do one set, break, take break, then one set, another set, now take break. So, each time when you inhale, count. Each time when you inhale, just you count one, okay? We'll do it one more time. Okay, one more time. Left hand, block your left nostril, inhale from your right nostril. Long, slow. This first one, now second. Here I'm doing a little faster, but you know, when you do, you don't need to rush all the way in, take some time, then start second round, okay, now third round, inhale. It's called 9-round breathing meditation. See, and I've been thinking about we sigh, right? When there's so much happening in our life, we sigh. See, this is important to pay attention, Why people sigh, when they're having good time, they don't sigh. When we sigh, when we're having hard time, when so much going on, we sigh. What that indicate? Our mind is thinking all the time. We don't pay attention, Even the physical body is trying to get rid of the stress. This is the physical body, even without telling, is trying to push the stress, or negative energy out of the systems. Just that's why the sigh. When you sigh, you feel good at that moment. So people know, you're talking about some of the stress, you're going through so much difficulty, all the time people say, there's this time to push. See? So then this is like doing this intentionally, breathing out and in forcefully, That helps. Believe or not, that we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out. I never counted. I just know from text. So Mike, you are welcome to count. You're welcome to count. So I never counted, so I'm not sure it's really true or not true. That's what this text says. We breathe in out 21,000 times a day. Out of that, How many were aware? For me, zero. Not aware anything, no. So sometimes once in a while, when I talk to somebody, and people say, oh, you are breathing very hard. They can hear on the phone, when the phone is closed. Then I tell them, oh, I'm alive, that's why I'm breathing. At that moment, I realize I'm breathing, you know, that's all. So, see, like, breathing out, you know, 21,000 times a day, you know. So then here, now you're breathing with full awareness, 9-round breathing meditation. You can just do some visualizations, you know, when you exhale, inhale, to just imagine that you are inhaling this, all these positive energies. See, positive energy not just from people, you know, also like, what do you call it? We call chi. In Tibetan, the word called chi means essence. The essence is everywhere, you know, it's the essence that relates to the tree, the essence that relates to the water, essence that relates to the air, essence that relates to the heat. There's all kind of essence, you know, if you can know. Because of that, we survive. If something dramatic happened to those essence of possessed by element, nobody going to be survived. Nobody going to be survived. Everybody will be dead. See? So then when you breathe in, you can just imagine that you're inhaling this, all this essence possessed by all those things from a wide light. You inhale. When you exhale, then you are exhaling all the stress out of black by the smoke. Exhale. But no, you can add that. No, you don't have to add, but if you want to do some visualization, then you can imagine like that. No, it helps. No. So much has been done. So much stress has been caused by your mind. And so much can be done through mind. No, just through thinking. Just, you know, mental process. You know. Then, you know, some people have no problem, sit there hours and hours just to think one object. No problems, you know. They are very peaceful, very always, you know, deep down always happy, deep down just always happy. It's not about how much you possess, you know. It's always kind of calm and understood everything that happening around, understood very clearly, has, you know, has so much, you know, like has gained so much wisdom just thinking, you know. As I said, it's helping me, so I think we are same human being. So I think, you know, if a little bit thinking, it helps, you know. Just knowing that this existence is full of complications. Oh? That's why it's called samsara. It's full of complications. So everything comes with a complication. Everything, you know, clothes, food, job, education, friends, family, everything comes with complications. It's not just something that you are doing wrong or something somebody is doing wrong. It's nature. It's just nature. So, just having that understanding will reduce this, you know, unrealistic expectations that we have for, you know, everything, you know. See, it's day to day life, it's challenge. It's every day, it's challenge, you know. That's how we we need to think, to make ourselves, how say, to ease ourselves. We need to think. Otherwise, if we think, okay, I'm the only one who is having all these problems, you know, no, everybody has complications. But you do your best. Or meditate, you know, concentrate, and think. So then, being mindful, this is different. Single-pointed meditation and mindfulness is two different meditations. Being mindful, that gives you, that you are more aware of the circumstance, and it gives you time to make the decision. It gives you more opportunity to really think, you know, if you are mindful. Should I say, should I not say? Is it necessary? Is it not necessary? Sometimes it's not necessary, you know. Sometimes it's better not to say anything than saying something. Sometimes better not to say anything than saying something. Sometimes it's better to listen. Sometimes, you know, so remember the, Mahatma Gandhi? Mahatma Gandhi? Three monkeys. Monkey? One monkey is like this, right? If it's not helping, don't look. If it's not helping, don't look. One monkey is like this. If it's not helpful, don't listen. One monkey is like this. If it's not helpful, there's no need to say. No need to say. That's like teaching without a word. You just put monkey there. I have that monkey in my altar room, in my house, on my table where I put my books, then I read, say prayers. I put monkey there. They're teaching me without any saying any words. Just that. So that's very true. Some case. Yeah, everybody has something to say. Some case, I think it's better not to say anything, just listen, you know. Sometimes it's not important. sometimes it's not important to correct someone, even though someone makes that some mistake through the conversation. It's not that important to correct. Why is it important? No, it's not like doing somebody's brain surgery. It's not like somebody's overing somebody's brain. If overing somebody's brain, that's very critical. So that every mistake, they need to help each other. Otherwise, that person will die. It's not like that. No, sometimes it's not that important. So, see, like, yeah, so you remember that any conversation that brings something, they say, oh, that's not that what it's called. It's called something, something. No, no, it's called that. No, no, it's called something, something. And just lead to argument. There's nothing else. So something that doesn't matter whatever it's called. So doesn't matter. So see, you know, whenever we get together, some people get together. We talk, right? We talk. Most of the time, we don't think same thing. We think different. We have different opinions. We have different way of understanding, different way of looking at the things. Yeah, so then it's not surprising why sooner or later why there will be disagreement about conversations. So now we have to be flexible. If you are uptight with your idea, my idea, yeah, so then psychology is professionally to helping someone who has problem in their mind. That's what a psychologist means. Buddhist monk means, you know, is all about being calm and peaceful or compassionate. So when the psychologist and Buddhist monk get together in argument, so see, psychologist does not back up, staying firmly on his high ground. Buddhist monk doesn't back up, standing firm on his ground. In the meanwhile, all the environment become negative. So I'm sharing my stories. See, my brother's wife, she's psychologist. Switzerland, Europe. She helps clients, you know, all day long. That's what she do. People come to her, they have problems in mind, and she talks to their dreams, then she helps them. Here, I'm Buddhist monk, since become monk when I was 7 years old. So all this time being in monasteries, so then, you know, not being mindful. So one time that I was in Zurich to visiting my brother, so His Holiness is giving teaching in downtown Zurich. So I'm not very familiar with the city because I don't know the cities, you know, all these public transportations. So teaching is starting 7 o'clock in the morning. Downtown. I don't know how to get there. So my brother offered me to take me there. All of a sudden, she got very upset. She thinks that's not right. No, not right. She's a psychologist. Quite famous psychologist. So she, I think, she said, like, okay, that's like, kind of like, how is the, kind of like abusing my brother. I didn't ask my brother to take me there. I don't know how to get there. So he offered. Then when he wakes up, they sleep together. When he wakes up, then they probably disturb her sleep. that she's not happy about that. See? So before that, we are eating together, talking, all good, you know, talking, eating together, all good, we are chatting. That moment, everything's gone. We are eating, nobody talking, nobody. My brother, poor brother, caught up between me and her. So I did not say, you know, I thought I should act better because I'm monk. You know, so where's Dharma? There's no Dharma. Where's compassion? There's no compassion. Yeah, do I talk? I do talk about compassion. I do talk about bodhicitta. Where's bodhicitta? There's no bodhicitta. Then everything's fine, you're full, belly's full, weather's good. Then you appear as this wonderful practitioner, you are a very peaceful meditator, which you don't need, because you are full, weather's nice, everything's nice, you don't need practice. When we need practice, when things go down, we need practice to help ourselves. So where's practice? There's practice not there. So I thought, I have right, because he's my brother, I have right. It's okay if he decides to drive me there. I don't know. First of all, I have so many reasons why he should help me. Because I don't know the city. He's my brother. He offers. What's wrong? City is very, very wrong. First, it will disturb my sleep. Second, you are all grown up. You need to learn how to get there. I'm not begging up. She's not begging up. System. Then finally she said, no, okay, I'm going to, tonight I'm going to sleep. She has no office, she has practice. Separate office. She said, I'm going to sleep there. I say, in my mind, I say, go ahead. Where's compassion? There's no compassion. See, everybody, we all say, you know, it's every day's challenge, it's not easy. I'm saying it's easy, it's not easy at all. It's not easy. See, it's not easy. So in my mind, I say, well, go ahead, you know, I don't care, you go. No. So I, you know, should say something differently, something different. I regret, you know, I regret. So then I thought about it's not good, you know, because I don't want to be there even 1 second. I don't want to be, I want to go. Because the whole atmosphere is negative. Who created? I contributed too. Not just her. I contributed too. I'm also part of that. But I could change. But there's no willpower, there's no heart power to change. My ego gets in the way. So my ego doesn't want to lose. At the same time, not knowing that you are losing so much, you know. So it's hard, no, not easy. So it's like, that's what I'm saying, it's like day-to-day life challenge. So we need to think, you know, and think. So that's why meditations, you know. It helps. But but we never give up. You know, things that happen, but things like that happen, you know, in the, many times, not just one time, many times. But our own, how do you say, making ourselves, you know, like ease our, how do you say, difficulties, we need to think, you know, that. So then, the more you think, it will get, you know, slowly, it will get easier and easier, slow. So not right away, slow, then you get more, no, then you are mindful, you are more mindful, you don't react right away. And first more priority is to protect your peace of mind. That's first more priorities, you know. If you lose, you are kind of cool.
Cool.
If you lose. You lose your cool. So then everything becomes hot. If you lose your air conditioning, everything becomes hot. If you lose your cool, then everything becomes hot. Yeah, so then you need another air conditioning. You need another cool to cool down. So see, fast more priority. To protect our mind. Mindfulness is important to protect our mind. Mindful, being mindful. So that helps, you know. When we have conversation, when you're sitting together, eating lunch, you're mindful. Do I need to really say something? Is it really necessary? What's my goal? All of that, you know. Think. That's good meditation. Then think. Then slowly, slowly, then you learn how to protect your mind. You're cool. Keep your cool. How to keep your cool. So then, you know, then if you learn how to keep your cool, also external force, even though it's very hot, doesn't make you hot. You know, it's still cool inside. That's all about meditation, okay? So, so then reading Shantideva's books, this is called Chunjuk. I read. Sometimes I read a whole chapter, sometimes I read a little bit here, there, then I think about, you know, throughout the day, I think a little bit, and sometimes, you know, then read different paragraphs, and I think a little bit about them, and sometimes I, if I really like that, I memorize them. So then whenever I, you know, give talk, so I share, you know, my talk, some of my talk, then based on those, some sentences here. Yeah, so that's all. So, today I'm invited, but it's too early for you, because next session probably is more relevant to say. So there's one Tibetan restaurant, new Tibetan restaurant open. So I'm inviting any of you to want to join lunch with me. I'm happy to pay for your lunch, or you are welcome to pay your own lunch. So there's somewhere there, so they make good, this brand new Tibetan, there's only one Tibetan restaurant in North Carolina. So, other hand, it's also like, here people like to support family business, so that's one of the family business. So if you want to come, then please, you know. So, when I say I'm happy to pay, I really mean I'm happy to pay. No, so then next one, you are also welcome to pay. That's also true, too. Okay, yeah, thank you. So I have another class, so you go. Thank you.
Okay. So you turn to page 246 in the Gold Book. 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you very much.